Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hi all.
You know that armed robbers in Brazil are now targeting pharmacies trying to steal Ozempic type drugs?
Goodness gracious.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be a, what you call it, a black market drug.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Everybody wants it.
Yeah. Are the Brazilians stealing it to give to fat Brazilian women, or are they stealing it to sell to fat American women? Fat American women.
I think the second.
You do? Mm-hmm. You think they're going to be selling it like cocaine mm-hmm. into America, trafficking it into America?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Doesn't it have to be refrigerated? Like, I see people keeping it in their fridge.
Does yes. it, Rob?
It doesn't eat
it. So maybe it is fat Brazilian women.
It doesn't, you said?
No, it does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, just for to make sure it doesn't lose its coolness or whatever, its temperature,
yeah.
Maybe they're just selling it locally.
Hmm.
Yeah, and what do I know? But American women want everything cheap. I mean, I don't know yeah. about Brazilian women because I'm not one, but.
Man, you'd be a whole lot cooler if you were.
Yeah. Have you looked into Botox in Brazil? I bet it'd be cheaper.
I know someone that her mother owns a Brazilian med spa, and it is cheaper.
In Brazil or in here?
In Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she flies over there to get everything.
So
done.
Is her mother Brazilian?
Yes.
Or is she just set up a market over there?
She's Brazilian. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff I have not even heard of.
Okay, so now what is my next question? How well do you know me?
Is she hot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter?
I haven't seen the mother, but okay. The daughter's hot, so.
Mm-hmm. Tan lines?
Oh, super tan, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times the Brazilian women will be super, super tan and have tan lines.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tan lines.
Yeah.
Do Brazilian women look like Hispanic women, or do they look like white people?
She looks like a tan white person.
I've heard that Brazilians look more white for some reason. I thought maybe it was making that up.
No, I think I think Brazilian women look kind of more like Colombian or Cuban. They're more akin to that, I think.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it depends
that
on
look.
Maybe her dad could be white.
Okay.
I don't know, but yeah.
Hmm. But whatever it is, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You like beautiful, that. Beautiful.
Who's a Brazilian woman that's like really hot and famous, like that I could compare it to?
Is Gisele from Brazil?
Yeah.
She's Brazilian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, she looks like a white.
But she doesn't look, I'm talking like the really dark skin and, you know, speaks Portuguese and the whole like Brazilian.
Adriana Lima is a Brazilian, apparently.
Yeah, but she's still in the same category with Gisele Bündchen. She's not real dark.
Pele?
The soccer player? Pele?
Yeah, I don't know any really famous ones like I'm talking about. I just know that when I see them in movies and things like that, the Brazilian women are really beautiful.
I mean, they don't make them unattractive over there, that's for sure.
No.
They like the dagger as well. Remember that? The dance, the dagger?
I don't remember that.
It's just thrusting your hips. It's
oh,
daggering.
Classic move.
See, and I've never thought that Giselle was that great.
I know you and Ace used to say that all the time. Yeah, that Tom Brady was better looking for a guy than Giselle is for a woman.
I
disagree.
Well, now he's kind of.
What does he look like? He's just kind of scrawny and
plastic surgery.
Do you think he's had surgery?
Oh, I mean, just the filler alone is just out of control. Really? You've seen him recently?
Yeah, he was on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He was answering.
When he was walking towards the camera at the opening of the Super Bowl, it's like they were walking downtown New Orleans. I mean, close to ghoulish on his face. Really? You have to really look. I mean, he was so attractive, and he just did too much.
Well, that's, you know, in your opinion, we don't know that as a fact, that he's had a lot of procedures done and all, because we, you know, we don't want to get sued.
No, sure.
That's just in your professional opinion.
Right. And in the roast of Tom Brady.
Yeah, they said it in the.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he gets, you know, picked on, but.
See, I can't watch those things. They make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Those roasts. I'm just too sweet for that.
Well, they were hard on him.
They were.
But he took it well.
Yeah.
And just went out and got more work done. Good job.
But I'm trying to think of that Brazilian look that I'm describing in a famous American performer.
Yeah.
When I Googled it, I saw no results. Like, almost nothing.
Like, I'm talking about like almost a darker version of Sofia Vergara.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah. Where is she from?
Colombia.
She's Colombian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sofia, yeah. She's hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's still hot.
Yeah.
Like in.
What's the. Well, I like them all, man. I like them all. Let's see. Colombian, Puerto Rican. Where's the old girl from that works here?
El Salvador.
Yeah. What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis, yeah. Alexis's family's from El Salvador.
Yeah. Where is Nicole Scherzinger from?
What
is she?
Isn't she just biracial?
I don't know.
Just biracial. I think she's biracial.
She's American. Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud to call her an American, personally.
Yeah. And she is.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Very. You think she's a bitch, though? Think she'd be hard to deal with?
Yeah, I got a feeling she's probably hard to deal with.
That's like your number one, isn't it, her?
Looks-wise, of the celebrities that everybody knows, yeah, probably she'd be my number one.
She's I haven't heard anything bad about her yet. I haven't heard anything about her in years. So I don't know.
I think the Pussycat Dolls didn't care for her.
That's what I'm going by. Yeah, they say she was full of herself or whatnot.
Well, she was the one that everybody knew. I couldn't tell you another Pussycat Doll.
I mean, she kind of could be full of herself. Yeah. Look at her.
And she just replaced all the mother. She's like, you're replaceable. I'll swap every one of you out.
Yeah. And then she went solo, right?
Yeah, for a little bit. She did Broadway stuff. She's a super talented Broadway actor.
Mm-hmm.
She got the Pussycat Dolls back together. And I know they put out a video a couple years ago. It's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. Whatever that song was 3 years ago, they're dancing in the water, and they're throwing their legs apart. I mean, it was vulgar.
Yeah.
It was so good, though. It was so good, though.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Making a comeback.
Yeah, that one and I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears, top two
for me. Oh, Rob only liked that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I see women in day to day life weekly that look better than Giselle panties bunching to me.
You said that.
Panties bunching. Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from.
I do not.
I mean, she got a pointed nose, kind of a witch like nose.
She's pretty for sure, but I think Adriana Lima's hotter than Giselle.
Yes. Agreed.
And I just saw her, well, this might have been an old photo, but Adriana pregnant, and her face was huge. She was huge. You know how we get. And she was still gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I just don't.
Well.
I'm looking at, are Gisele Bündchen's teeth even perfect?
I don't know. She doesn't have veneers, I guess.
I don't know. Even at that, I mean, Jody doesn't have veneers. She wore braces.
Sure.
Are you seeing that picture of her smiling? Because I can't find any of those.
Maybe that's why. She didn't want to.
She's, let me just say, ain't no crows landing around her. I'm going to tell you that.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, and I can say it because I look so fantastic. I need no improvement anywhere. And I've made more money for my looks than she has. So I think I can criticize.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have what it takes to criticize.
You think Megan Fox is hotter than Gisele?
Hotter? I don't know. I don't look at Megan Fox like that. I really look at Megan Fox with complete and total disdain.
Yeah, I'm talking about looks, though.
I know. Looks, you can't. That's one of the. Usually I can separate it, Brother Riggins, but I can't, I don't think, with Megan Fox.
Oh, really?
Because she is that disgusting to me of a person.
Yeah.
She is that disgusting. I can even, as much as I despise Nick Cannon, for being the way he is and what I truly believe his being a racist in my humble opinion, I can still look at Nick Cannon and tell he's a pretty good looking guy. But I have so much disdain for that Megan Fox that when I look at her, my stomach turns.
Oh.
It's just like a lump in my throat, like I'm about to throw up.
Oh. So it's so much that you can't even see that she's hot. Yeah, okay.
No.
I respect it.
Can't. Gross.
Is she crazy? I think she's hot, but she's crazy. She is
very hot. She's just a despicable person. But then again, so is Nick Cannon. So that's my point. Mm-hmm. I think she's even more despicable than Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm. You think Nick Cannon's good looking?
He's not bad looking. He's a really? Decent looking guy. Yeah, he's okay. He's not ugly.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think he's a bad looking dude.
Oh, no.
I don't want him coming after me, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
and disgusting, though, as a human.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Right? Really.
Mm-hmm. Like bordering along the lines of a cockroach.
Mm-hmm. Don't like
in my it. Opinion. Yeah. All right. Well, this has been fun.
A blast.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.